Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in our series, Now Plain, where we're saying that great stories often point to the greatest story. And we looked at Endgame from the Avengers series. And the one thing that was very obvious from the movie is that they were on a mission. And it reminded me quite a bit of the Great Commission, which is found in Matthew chapter 28. Here's what it says. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all the things that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. Now, it's an interesting movie. It's one of the most popular movies of our time. But the Great Commission is one of the most quoted and discussed statements in history. And it really points to the fact that Jesus has a plan. And the mission that he's asking us to do is to go, to participate in the mission of making disciples and baptizing people and teaching them to obey all the things that Jesus has commanded. This is a mandate for every believer. You know, the mountain that he appeared on, where he communicated this to his disciples, was that final revelation where he's talking to his disciples saying, this is our plan, this is our mission, this is the mandate. And he wants them to be involved, and he's saying, I want you to go. It's interesting that when I was reading that and thinking about the movie, Jesus didn't offer a plan B. You know, and there's that incredible moment in the movie where you know, they're looking at Dr. Strange, and Dr. Strange is saying only one, you know, in the movie previous leading up to Endgame, he said there was only one out of I don't know how many million scenarios in which they would actually win. And there he was at the end battle, this battle in the movie where they're trying to defeat their enemy. And there's so much at stake. And Iron Man says to him, is this the one? And Strange said, I can't tell you that. And it wouldn't work. You know, when it comes to the Great Commission, Jesus didn't offer plan B. There's not a second plan. He didn't say, well, you know, if this doesn't work, let's try this. If this doesn't work, let's try this. The plan has always been that Jesus' followers would go and make disciples. And we have to embrace that plan and offer our lives as a possibility to be used at any given moment. And it's a struggle for us because sometimes we don't feel like we're good at it. Or sometimes we look at other people and think, well, they're better at it. But the reality is availability trumps ability most of the time. That when we're available to God and allow us ourselves to be used by him, he uses us. He works in and through our lives. In fact, he promised, look, I will be with you to the very end of the age. He's saying, I'm going to be with you in this work. He'll do the majority of the work, but we have to be available. And I think that as we are available and we serve the Lord and try to help people to become followers of Christ, we learn. You know, the number one way to learn in anything is to try it. I once heard a pastor say that, you know, if you hand somebody a gun, they'll figure out how to shoot it. You know, in the same way when it comes to disciple making, when people decide to become disciple makers to try to help others, they have a tendency to really dig in and learn how to do that. You know, lastly, there was a statement that I picked up on there at the end where it talks about how Jesus will be with us to the end of the age. You know, there is an end game. There is a moment this is all leading to. And Jesus wins that battle. You know, us making disciples only lasts until Jesus returns and completely changes the nature of our world, of the earth and of heaven and of his leadership and of his kingdom. It'll all be changed one day. But up until that time, he's asking us to join him in his mission to make disciples. Lord, I pray that you would help us to be disciple makers. Put people in our life that we can share Christ with, that we can talk to, that we can encourage, that we can read the Bible with, that we can pray with, that we can lead. Lord, help us to become disciple makers. I pray that you would use our lives for your benefit and for your mission. Amen. Take a second wherever you're at and just talk to the Lord. Maybe there's someone in your heart that you need to lift up, or maybe you're praying that God would give you somebody. But offer yourself to be available to be a disciple maker. Well, thank you so much for being part of the Drivecast today. Till next time, God bless.